Blog Talk Radio.
We can go and see who likes that page and who listens to the show. We can tell.
who's listening.
Y'all want Ray to do Halloween Havoc every day, every month, every show. That's obviously what they want. I see what's going on, Ray. They just want us to get in their ass, stay on their ass, and that's it, man. We're trying to be versatile, but y'all niggas just want us to be angry and upset. Y'all talking about why y'all angry and upset. Y'all want us to be that way. Y'all find it quite entertaining. So, anyway, bro, let's move on with the sports. Fuck these niggas, man.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start off the NFL by saying this. I'm going to start off sports on Sunday by saying this also. And, you know, actually, as a matter of fact, I will brought to my attention earlier, guys, for everybody that's been familiar with Herm Edwards, he used to be the head coach for the Jets, and I think he was the head also was the ex-head coach for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's getting into y'all guys. That I like that. You know, what's going to end up happening with that situation is, dang, I like how he lost his cool on air. He'll end up getting fined. He'll probably get suspended, fined, or try to get fired, or asked to resign or something like that because of that, you know, that whole situation. I don't know if that's going to happen. Hopefully that doesn't happen. But, I mean, man, you get ridiculed for speaking your mind out here, man. That's like a crime to speak your mind. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be labeled as negative. You're going to be labeled as a person that's always, you know what I'm saying? Like
crazy.
You know, crazy. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But, man, the society needs people that speak their mind. If you don't stand up for something, you're going to fall for anything, people. And if you don't have no kind of leadership or no, don't stand up for yourself, then who's going to... How are you going to make somebody else believe in what you're trying to say if you don't stand up for what the hell you believe in? That makes no
exactly.
sense.
But y'all gonna, but they gonna come with their bullshit, fake it till you make it. But let me tell you something. You can only fake it so long. You know what I mean? So let's just keep that in mind as well. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. So I didn't mean to go off topic real quick. I just wanted to say that Herm Edwards is awesome for doing that. You know what I'm saying? I noticed. It looks like, you know what I'm saying, yeah, they're
He's a head coach that's very passionate, you know what I mean? And you know, I understand where he was coming from. I actually watched the interview, you know, this whole DeMarco Murray and all this stuff and Chip Kelly. I mean, it's ridiculous. And I'm so glad we got Mariota at the Titans and he did not go to Philly because he would have been caught up in a fiasco up there. And
yeah.
You know, and I respect Herm Edwards for speaking his mind and saying, well, we need more of that. And you know, he really only told the truth. You know, you guys get paid millions of dollars to go act like fucking females with fur coats. Like, come on, man. You guys are in the best condition in the world. You play ball. Play ball, man. I understand the frustration. I get it. You know what I'm saying? And what Herm was saying, too, the spirit of entitlement. But at the end of the day, man, this is the NFL. And there's a multitude of other individuals that would love to be in position. Now, true enough, you guys are very talented brothers and stuff like that. And y'all physically fit and blah, blah, blah. But that doesn't excuse your character, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, I mean, like, you know, now I will say this, me personally, I quit the team in high school because I had a problem with the coach, but I made that decision on my own. I didn't go to the media or go around, you know, telling everybody this and that. I made my decision. People came and asked me why I quit. I told them, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't make a fiasco of it. I moved on with my life. And, you know, so for these guys to be getting paid millions of dollars and just, you know, kind of just be like, you know, prima donna like that, it's getting beyond ridiculous. And it kind of needs to backtrack a little bit. So I just want to say that.
Yeah. So, you know, I agree with Herm Edwards and what he said, too. Also, you know, I agree with everything. If you're standing up for what you believe in and you're passing myself, I'm all for it. You know, that's what Wolfpack TV is all about, man. You know, that's what we do. You know, we make statements. You know, we're very passionate brothers, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to speak our mind on situations. Y'all might not like it. We might not like y'all opinion, but at the end of the day, you really respect us. And, you know, so, you know, with that being said, I'm just going to get right into the scores, guys. You know, NFL playoff is actually, we got 2 more months, probably like a whole, 2 months of the NFL game. And then we're just going to move right to NBA starting at the end of, once the NFL season's over, we'll talk about the NBA, which is my favorite. I love talking about the NBA. I can talk about the NBA all day, but first game of week 13 of the NFL season. I mean, I'm sorry, week 13 of the NFL. Yes, that happened this past Sunday. Green Bay they beat Detroit 27-23. And I just want to say this: a lot of people were saying that Green Bay was going to make it, and that they're going all the way to the championship, and this and that, and this and that. Aaron Rodgers is doing that.
honest. I was one of those guys. I was one of those guys. I will be honest. I was one of those guys. I thought I predicted Green Bay and Seattle in the NFC Championship. Doesn't look like that's happening.
Yeah, that's not going to happen at all. Not even close. Green Bay is very streaky. They're like the New Orleans Saints. Very streaky. You know, it's a lot of turmoil. I mean, they like I think it was. I want to say week 11. Might have been week 10 where them guys was losing against, I think they played the Bears. I don't know. They played one of the teams, and it was gonna, a fight was going to break out over there. So, you know, they just go to show you, man. You know what I'm saying? Aaron Rodgers missed some key plays, man, that could have won the game. So, you know, Detroit, I got a feeling that Calvin Johnson might be out of there. Matthew Stafford might be out of there. That whole situation needs to be remodeled in the Detroit locker room, you know. I don't see them guys, you know, doing anything or whatever, you know. Them guys just need to get something for the draft, I guess. That's what I'm thinking. I have no idea, man. Detroit's been sorry ever since, you know what I'm saying, Barry Sanders left. It's like them guys been, you know what I'm saying, it's like some guys are on the cover of Madden. They got the curse or something like that. I have no idea. But moving on, the Jets, they get the Giants 23-20. Arizona 27-3.
And what the fuck, Fitzpatrick was gonna have the year he's having.
Yeah. And I just want to say that he's actually, I think, second on the list. Cam Newton's number one for MVP of the league. They were saying that to Carson Palmer, you gotta put him up there because the way he did the Arizona Cardinals this year, 27-3, and he's actually been playing ball. I don't know why he couldn't do that when he had Tio and Chad Ochocinco over there in Cincinnati. I was actually rooting for them that year when they was over there. TJ Hoosman, all them guys. I'm not sure why he couldn't play like that over there, but nonetheless, Arizona is balling. 27-3. Be on the lookout for them guys. They might be upsetting some people in the playoffs. So be on the lookout for them guys on the Cardinals. Atlanta Far Circus, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 19-23. My Seattle Seahawks, they beat Minnesota 38-7. Houston loses to Buffalo. Miami beats Baltimore 13-15, Cincinnati 37-3. Be on the lookout for the Bengals, man.
Watch out for those Bengals in that AFC. They're gonna be the sleeper team this year.
Yeah, they definitely are the sleeper team. That's for sure.
Watch them guys.
Tennessee beat Jacksonville 42-39.
Mariota breaking records, setting records.
Yeah, congratulations to Mariota for breaking records. We got San Francisco and Chicago. Actually, San Francisco, 26-20. I want to talk about this just a little bit about that game. Everybody was talking shit about Blaine Gabbert, and I think he needed that mentally for them to get black. Man, Blaine Gabbert can't throw. Man, why be even in the league? Look, he sucks. Now he's just over here, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, throwing, just, you know, acting a damn fool. Be on the lookout for the 49ers fans. Be on the lookout for Colin Kaepernick to get this. You know, he might be gone at the end of this year. I don't think he's going to stick around too much. You know, San Francisco, they pretty much lost everybody. They lost the head coach. They lost Patrick Willis. They lost Alden Smith. They lost Frank Gore. They lost a lot of key people had said that they were San Francisco for life, man. Them guys. All them guys, their whole team, just, I think that messed with them mentally. They're still suffering behind that. So, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, I really feel bad for all the 49ers fans out there, man, because that whole team just pretty much packed up and left. So they pretty much have to build that shit from the bottom. And Kaepernick just played horrible because I feel like that some of them guys that, you know, maybe he was a lot close to them guys that left, and they just left, you know what I'm saying? So, you know. Moving on, Denver 17-3. Denver's still winning games without Peyton Manning. You know, be on the lookout for him to probably not be in Denver anymore. His time will be cut short here pretty soon. I feel that coming. Looks like they're standing behind the QB. I'm not sure what his name is. He's out there balling, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Kansas City 34, Oakland 20. Speaking of Oakland, I just saw today that Michael Crabtree just signed a five-year, I don't know if it was 5 or 7 years. He got a big contract, not really a big contract, but it was pretty good. He just signed for 5 years. Hopefully everybody stays. Hopefully Charles Woodson gets healthy. Like Charles Woodson, he's a good dude. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's actually from, I think he is a Oakland boy, born and raised. So, you know, he's at home. So Carolina beats New Orleans, 41-38. And I'm actually pushing for Cam Newton to get the MVP trophy this year. You know, this is no disrespect. And, guys, don't take this don't take offense to this, but I actually want to see an African-American QB get an award this year, man. You know, like I said, man, I stand firm behind African-American quarterbacks, man. Those guys is awesome, man. Each one of them, you know, to Teddy Bridgewater all the way to, I forgot that QB's name in Buffalo. Oh, Tyrod Taylor. Even Robert Griffin. Be on the lookout for him to be gone here pretty soon. What organization he's going to go, man? Maybe, hey, man, you know, go to Jacksonville, you know? Go to St. Louis, somewhere where they need a QB help, man, because a lot of them guys is, you know, sucking right now. Moving on, Philly 35, they beat New England 28, and, you know, a lot of people are taking the Patriots lightly now. You know, they're no longer undefeated anymore. They lost, I think, maybe two or three games. So, you know, Patriots are not the most feared team in the league. The most feared team in the league are the ones that are undefeated right now, especially when we hit the playoffs. You know, they're dangerous. So, but moving on, though, the Colts, Pittsburgh beats the Colts 45-10. I just want to say
Antonio Brown, man. You got to be careful jumping on the goalpost like that, brother.
Yeah, man. You know, ball first, bro. Right into the goalpost.
Yeah.
Like, hurt, bro. Damn. That boy just,
That boy don't want to have no kids, man.
Yeah. You're doing a Romney, dog. You know what I'm saying? Romney down part three. Y'all little motherfuckers got hitting me in my balls. What the fuck? anyway, Dallas, in the last game of the week 13 was Dallas 19, Washington 16. And I really want, for that game, I want Washington Redskins to go ahead and, man, start RG3, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you might as well.
I'm just going to be honest with you, bro. You know, that whole RG3 situation was a bust from the beginning, man. You know what I'm saying? And even in that playoff situation, the way that, you know, Mike Shanahan handled that and allowed him to get hurt and used him. And when he got drafted, man, I knew it was coming. They was going to bench him. You know what I'm saying? And I saw the interview Vince did, you know, on Longhorn Network where he said he wished he would have shut up and just played football. But you know what, though? These black quarterbacks, and I agree with you, I stand firm behind them as well, because they get over scrutinized, man. And, you know, you went to a team with that piece of, you know, you went to the team with, you know, the Titans, you know, my squad, but with that piece of shit, Jeff Fisher, I just can't stand them. And, you know, like, I mean, it was just a bad setup. And so, you know, it really was a bad setup for RG3. He was not set up for success, and it's just been downhill from there. And I just hope that he can go to another team and have some type of success. But, you know, and we spoke on this before about the trends with this situation, you know, similar to Vince, similar to Michael Vick. It's just very unfortunate, you know what I'm saying, that situation. And then, you know, somebody goes and defaced the statue at Baylor and just all kinds of trifling stuff. But, wow. You know, RG3, if you ever listen to Wolfpack TV, man, we support you. You know, you're a Texas native. I watched you when you was in high school on TV, you know, when you was out there at Carpus Cove. And clean area, and I hope you have a successful career somewhere else, because it's obviously the Redskins don't know what they're doing.
Hell no, they ain't never known what they're doing. Period. You know, it's been years and years, and these guys don't know what they're doing. So you know.
Yeah. Moving on.
We got about 10 minutes left in the show, so I'm gonna go ahead and run down the NBA scores, and then we'll talk a little bit about the NBA. I wanted to talk about the first thing that I wanted to talk about was this. New York Knicks 80-104 against the Utah Jazz. Now, here's and Melo is complaining about saying he's frustrated with the lack of calls. And I just want to say this. So all you guys that think Melo was potentially the best small forward in the league, that's a scoring machine, but didn't play defense, didn't run back, complained about them guys not helping, you know what I'm saying, arguing with Tyson Chandler about, you know, how you just going to let me just, you know what I'm saying, guard him one-on-one when I play an LD, this and that and this and that. I never believed in Melo. I think his lack of commitment was ridiculous, and he just chased the money, and that proved, basically that proved a lot when he actually re-signed for $100-something million for 5 or 6 years or whatever. That just proved that he was after the money. And he don't care less. He could care less about the fans in New York, because if he cared about the fans, then he would have played injured last year. Or said, if you're injured and can't play, why play at the All-Star game last year? Why do that? But you injured. You set out the whole season, but you decided to play in the All-Star game. I don't understand that. I just think that's not a role model. That's not a leader. That's not the franchise tag right there, in my opinion, man. You know, I lost a lot of respect for Melo. Never really had a respect for him from the beginning, but that really, really did for me right there for that, just for that situation. And now you guys are paying the price. Now that guy that they picked up in the draft is pretty much the face of New York Knicks. So, Melo, see you later. Be on the lookout for him to be moved here pretty soon. If not this year, definitely next year. He's gone. If I was a GM in New York, I would have shipped him out a long time ago, because I think he wasn't worth $120-something million. I want to listen to Phil on that shit. It's about rings at the end of the day, especially when you get in your in your mid-30s. It's about rings, man. It's not about money.
I mean,
man,
to be honest, he should have signed with the Rockets when that would have been his best bet. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it could have, would have, should have. So whatever.
Yeah. Late in the fourth, Orlando 104 to Phoenix 106. Atlanta is beating the Dallas Mavericks 78-72. Dirk Nowitzki is 3-10 shooting, which that means he needs to quit shooting because it looks like he's killing. I actually watched the first and a little bit of the second quarter of that game, and them guys are missing a lot of shots. But I'm going to say this. I think that them guys, Dallas organization, need to keep Raymond Felton in the game, because he's a good facilitator. A lot of them point guards over there don't know what the fuck they're doing. Devin Harris, just, you know, you see him on a 3-on-1, and he tries to lay up the ball instead of passing a fucking ball, because he's worried about stats and getting playing time. So, you know, it's a lot of things that's going on, and I don't understand why they're not starting JaVale McGee. But, you know, I don't understand that shit. But anyway, moving on. My Boston Celtics beat Chicago 105-100. I should have bet on that game, man. I missed out on the bet. But Charlotte Hornets beat the Miami Heat. That's surprising, 99-81.
Kemba Walker is a beast, man. I just want to say that, man. He's a monster, man.
So is Jeremy Lamb, and they're back. That the UConn Connect is in Charlotte, so you know they killing it up there, man. So, you know, that's pretty scary. I want to say this real quick, too. Al Jefferson got suspended. Well, he got suspended for abusing an anti-NBA program or something. I don't know what he was doing, but it wasn't good. Probably got caught with weed or something like that. You know how they do. My African-American brothers out here, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why you guys got to trade softly, man. You know, because them guys is watching, man. They look for any little thing, I tell you guys, man. Any little thing, man. But Houston beats Washington 109-103. Memphis beats Detroit 93-92. San Antonio loses to Toronto Raptors 94-97, which is crazy. You don't hear about stuff like that. Clippers beat the 109-95. And I just want to say this to everybody that thought KG was old. Well, I know you guys seen this shit on Facebook. I know y'all seen that shit everywhere. KG highlighted Blake Griffin. Bad. It was pretty. It wasn't bad like the DeAndre Jordan on Brandon Knight, but it was bad. I mean, enough to could get a tech, and Blake was just, you know, just was slipping out his, taking out his mouthpiece, taking his head. Like, damn, I got dunked on. Fuck, top tier like a motherfucker. Yeah, bro, he's my, KG got you. So y'all talking about old, he still got up, that's for sure. So, you know, Minnesota beats L.A. 123-122. Look like L.A. can't even buy a game, man. You know what I'm saying? Byron Scott, I mean, I got a feeling your time is up, man. You know what I'm saying? In that whole situation, Byron Scott's going to be gone after Kobe retires. And, you know, I don't understand. Roy Hibbert's playing like he doesn't even want to hoop. You know what I'm saying? 7 foot fucking three, and you know, you're averaging probably, what, 3 or 4 points a game? That's fucking horrible. Not even double-doubles. You play soft down there. You throw all bullshit and hope for the best. You know what I'm saying? Brandon Bass is more strong than you. He should be starting. He got more heart than you, and he's coming off the bench. And I'm not just saying that because he played for my Boston Celtics. I'm saying that because, I mean, they do play with heart. You know what I'm saying? That'd be a lot. I mean, you know, I would love to take a position. You know what I'm saying? Even on a sorry ass team. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I don't get it, man.
That goes back to the beginning of the conversation we started off on the show. Whereas a lot of these athletes are becoming more and more entitled, and they're becoming more prima donna than they are athletes.
Right.
And that's gotta change back, man. Because there's so many people that would want to be in that position that may not be as talented, but would take less money just to be able to do that. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, exactly. Well, folks, that's pretty much going to be do it for the Sports Mondays. Don't forget, guys, tune in Thursday, tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and SoundCloud.
But before we go, what you think, Ray? These guys are going to go 82-0 or what?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm – I knew I forgot something. Yeah. I don't think they'll go 82-0 because sooner or later you know, Luke is going to sit them guys down and give them rest, I think. So I don't
see
them going 82-0, but they will.
That's a raw dude, man. I'm talking about, like, intellectually. I mean, he's mastered basketball, bro. I mean, I can see it in his face. I can see him thinking when he's doing what he's doing. And it's getting to the point now he's not even thinking about it no more. He's just doing, bro. You know what I'm saying? He already knows what he's going to do before he does it. He's got his opponents figured out 2 or 3 steps ahead before he even does what he's doing, bro. He's already going to cross them over 5 seconds ahead of time before they got crossed. You know, I've never seen anything like that. Never.
Yeah.
And I'm not just hyping this dude up, you know, just because he's light skinned. I'm just saying this shit because it's real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So do you think that that he's 180? You think that the team is
180? I still say that they're not going to break the Bulls record just because after all, you know, we're dealing with the first half of the season. We know how that goes. After All-Star game, everything turns up. It gets more competitive. And I just see it only getting more competitive in the West. Can you still hear me?
Right. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. So I just only see it just getting more competitive in the West. And San Antonio's gonna beef up. You know what I mean? These guys are getting ready. You know, Dallas is looking nice. The Clippers are revving up. And I know that they've already beat all these guys, but we're in the first half of the season, and that 72-10 mark is. Nobody's really come close to that. And I know that, you know, Steph Curry said that his goal is to surpass Michael Jordan. Well, it's a lot of other guys that's trying to do that too, Steph. You're very good, bro. You're the top dog right now. But just understand, you still got LeBron in the league. You still got KD. You still got Paul George. You got Russell Westbrook, Kemba Walker. All these guys are trying to be better than Jordan just as well. So this is going to be interesting to see how all of it turns out. And, you know, I never expected it, I'll tell you that much, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. I don't see them guys, you know, getting surpassing Jordan at all. And mark my words, if when they lose their first loss, San Antonio is going to get them their first loss. San Antonio will, they ain't play, you know, Golden State ain't playing nobody, you know what I'm saying? But I will say this. If they play against the Spurs, they will lose. They will lose if they play against the Spurs. Kawhi Leonard is not putting up with that shit, man. He's locking that shit up. Where's the county star? He's locking that shit up, bro. Y'all niggas ain't even getting no water. 5-6 days in a row. Nah, fuck y'all. No water. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. Anyway, fellas, tune in tomorrow as we go into our Ramadan part two. It's going to be a funny episode, so y'all make sure y'all tune in. You know.
Ramadan. Yeah, y'all little motherfuckers better tune in tomorrow. Y'all gonna get that Ron the Don, little bastard ass niggas. Yeah, that's pretty much it, man. Once again, it's a pleasure. And the survey says
NW
for life. We're gonna holler at y'all people.
Peace, y'all.